The Australian Labor Party has released its costings just 2 days ahead of the federal election. It's going to add $7.5 billion to the deficit, but it's arguing it's quality spending and the best bang for your buck. Joining me now live in his final pitch to secure your vote is Anthony Albanese. Good afternoon.
G'day, Ollie. Good to be with you.
Your own shadow treasurer, Jim Chalmers, mentioned budget repair in the release of the costings, yet is that a bogus claim when you're going to run larger deficits to the tune of $7 to $8 billion on what is in this year's budget?
Not at all. Well, that's not on this year's budget. That's across the forward estimates. And this year's budget, of course, brought down by the Morrison government, has an $80 billion deficit just in the coming year. And we know that this government has spent more, it has borrowed more, and it's taxed more than the former Labor government. What we've done is prioritise investments in areas that will produce a return, that will grow the economy and will grow prosperity. The three areas in particular are childcare reform to make sure that women can work a fourth or a fifth day without being penalised. They are the clean energy policy that we have. We have policy to end the climate wars and make sure we use that cheap, clean energy to make more things here. And also skilling up Australians. We know, particularly in the West, but right throughout the whole country, there's massive skill shortages. We need to train Australians for those jobs, and we'll provide 465,000 fee-free TAFE places and 20,000 additional university places. Together, they're the commitments that we're making. They'll produce an economic dividend, and that stands in stark contrast to a government that has no plans for growth in the future, no plans to put us in a position whereby we can pay down the $1 trillion of debt that they've created with not much to show for it.
Speaking of the $1 trillion in debt, I suppose then who really cares what's another $7 or $8 billion?
No, well, we need to be responsible. That's why we have been throughout this campaign. I announced $750 million of savings, for example, returning to the budget. Some funds that have been established by this government that haven't been allocated yet. We announced a range of other savings today, adding up to around about $11 billion. We know that we have to be fiscally responsible, but we also need a plan for growth. And Labor has that plan for growth. In areas like resources, we will have $1 billion of our National Reconstruction Fund allocated to make more things here. There in the West, you have these vast reserves of nickel and lithium and everything that goes into a battery. Batteries will supercharge not just electric vehicles, but homes and businesses of the future. We need to make more things here in Australia, really have advanced manufacturing so that we can stand on our own two feet. That's one of the lessons of the pandemic.
All of your commitments plus the reviews and the inquiries, I think there's probably more than about 50 now. Are they all accounted for in these costings?
Yes, they are. We, for example, on our Powering Australia plan, is the most comprehensive costing of any proposition ever put forward by any federal opposition since Federation. It will create 604,000 new jobs, 5 out of 6 of them in regional Australia.
The lowest rate of unemployment today since 1974 at 3.9%, WA it's 2.9%. Do you give the government credit for this?
Well, that's a good thing that has occurred. We know, though, that for a considerable period of time, our international borders were closed, and that's led to massive skill shortages out there. But we need to make sure that people get more secure work. What we know is that too many people aren't getting the amount of hours and the full-time work and the secure work that they need. And I make this point as well, Ollie. This government said that if unemployment was lower, that real wages would go up. What we learnt yesterday was that real wages have been slashed by 2.7%. That means for an average worker, they've gone backwards by over $2,000 in the last year alone. Real wages continue to decline. This is a government that say that's a key feature of its economic architecture. And we want an economy that works for people, not the other way around. And too many people are struggling with the out-of-control cost of living.
You mentioned the closed borders, and some are perceiving what you said on the ABC this morning to be another gaffe as the borders were closed as to why the unemployment rate was low. Now, we all make gaffes. You made a few yourself during the campaign. You obviously want to be the Prime Minister come Saturday. Are you up for the job?
I am absolutely up for the job. It's just ridiculous. I made the point, Ollie, that the borders were closed is one of the reasons why every business in WA will tell you that that has had an impact in terms of labour shortages. We know that that's just a fact. This is a government that don't have anything positive to say about the future. It's all about scare campaigns. It's all about fear. It's not about a positive agenda for this term, let alone the future one over the next 3 years. We can't afford 3 more years of more of the same. That's why we need a better future with our plans to strengthen Medicare, to make more things here, to have cheaper, cleaner energy, driving advanced manufacturing, to have more secure work, to lift wages, to lift the cost of living pressures by having cheaper childcare, cheaper medicines and cheaper electricity.
Are you going to pick up any seats here in WA on Saturday?
I certainly hope so. I think that our prospects with fantastic candidates that we have there in Pearce, in Swan with Zanita, in Pearce with Tracy, and of course Tanya in Haslach are all outstanding candidates, and I'm very hopeful in those 3 seats. But we'll wait and see. What happens, of course, a lot of people have cast their votes already. I, as you know, Ollie, won't just visit WA during election campaigns. I have been coming to the West, and you've given me the privilege of talking to your listeners directly there for many years now. And if I'm elected Prime Minister, I want to be Prime Minister for the whole country, which is why I launched my campaign right there in Perth at the magnificent Optus Stadium.
I noticed as well when you were standing in WA just a couple of days ago, side by side with Mark McGowan, wearing that Metronet hat. It's the last opportunity we will see you before the campaign. How important is the success of Mark McGowan to your success come Saturday?
Oh, look, Mark McGowan shows what a good Labor government can do. Economically responsible, but also social inclusion. Working to bring West Australians together. And when I had to choose between Mark McGowan and Clive Palmer, I chose Mark McGowan. Scott Morrison chose to side with Clive Palmer on the issue of borders. And Scott Morrison simply doesn't, I don't think, get the West. He's been a very rare visitor to Western Australia. And I want to partner with the McGowan government to create jobs, to create more secure work, and to benefit both WA, but also the entire nation. WA is a driving force behind our national economy. I will bring the entire cabinet for a meeting in Perth, and we'll also have one in regional WA during the first 12 months, if I have the great honour of being elected on Saturday.
Well, we wish you well. We appreciate your time, and we'll speak to you after the election on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Ollie.
Anthony Albanese, the Australian Labor leader, making his final pitch to you to secure your vote for Saturday. Are you buying what he's selling? 133-882, the talkback number.